Okay, we're doing the Griz in Hilchos Maaser. There's only one piece there. It starts Peya, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Liolam who knows it Mishum Peya, who potter min amasros ad shiimareach. The knows it Mishum Hefker, who potter min amasros ad shiimareach. Who machil a behema lachayev laofos, who potter min amasros ad shiimareach. So basically, what the Mishnah is saying is that although the Chi of Peya is really begins, it's to be Meniach Peya, which is a part of the Sadeh, but if a person didn't, he's still Chayev in Peya even after the crops or the Peros, whatever, have been harvested. But he is Potter from Masros until he does Meruach. What is Meruach? Meruach, basically, according to most Rishonim, or maybe all Rishonim, except for the way the Rambam explains it in Perish Mishnayos, Meruach is after you've completed all the avoda regarding that particular crop or fruit, you then, it gets stacked up and smoothed out. And that's Meruach. That's Meruach. And at that point, that's when you would no longer say you potter min amasros, you chayev amasros. Okay. So until you do Meruach, you're potter min amasros. And you machil lebehema, and you give your crops as hefker, etc., etc. Everything, all this is true until Meruach. Ukvar hikshu lama lo nakab b'masnisa and gam hachiluka da'ad shim areach gam odom mutar lechol mehen aroi upatim in amasras. So they ask the question, why did they really, what happened to Adam? And until Meruach, and Adam is Mutalechom and Arai, so, and he's Potter and Masra. So, well, what are you asking about a Behemah? What are you saying, stating it about a Behemah? Vihine, you and Shabri Shonim, Shekasa de Gam Heterid Achilas Behemah, Umishum de Chol Achilas Behemah, Achilas Arai. So, it's true that the Rishonim, they learn that the whole heter of Achilas Behema is that because the very definition of Achilas Behema is an Achilas Arai. So they're saying the concept of Achilas Arai of an Adam is implied in the Mishnah. I am the Pirish Rashi, Bracha, Staf, Lamed, Aleph, Od, Bekama, Duchti. Aval, Mikom, Makom, Tzarech, Bir. Lama, Nakta, Mishnah, Achilik, Shebein, Kodem, Eruach, Lacham, Eruach, Le'inyan achilas behema, v'lo le'inyan achilas aroi va'adam gufe v'tzarachian. In other words, the whole system of masros and trumos is essentially a system of achilas adam. It's only tangentially related to a behema. So it's still very strange that the Mishnah would formulate the halacha using the behema as its point of reference, and then you're going to tell me what? But the Achilas Behemah is Aroi, so from there you can also know about the Aroi of an Adam. It's a little bit of a bizarre type of formulation. Okay? It's a little bit of a bizarre type of formulation. That is the problem of the Griz. Okay? All right. Let's just do the Ram, and then we'll add something. Okay. He says like this, Vihine. Harambam beperek gimel me meiser alacha chaf ukeshem shemutar lechol aroi mipeiros shelo nigmar malachon kach mutar lachil mehen lechayev lebehem v'leofos kol ma sheyirtza umafkir mehen kol ma sheyirtza kodem sheyaser v'im gamro. So what? Just like it's permitted to what? To eat aroi from peiros that didn't have Gemiras Malachton, and we're going to consider Gemiras Malachton, that the Rambam really holds that that's Meruach in the Mishnah Torah. I mean, that's Meruach. Well, everywhere he holds that. The question is, what is Meruach? But it's Meruach. It's true that certain other things, Meruach isn't always the final step. You have to know each particular item, but that's the classic way to express it. Okay? For those things that Meruach makes sense, Meruach is considered Gemar Malachtan. Okay? So you're allowed to eat Aroi from Peros before you have Meruach, before Gemiras Malachtan. And so too, you're allowed to feed your animals all you want. And you can be mafkir all you want of your crops, of your produce, before you do any kind of masros. Because before Gemiras Malachtan, there is no chi of maisros. And that's why it's permitted to do that. You can be mafkir. Fine. All right. V'im gamru afal pishlo nikvu lemaiser lo yafkir v'lo yachil lebehema v'lachaya v'laofos achilas keva ad sheye aser umutu lachil lebehema roi min atevel afila besocha bias. But if you have gemiras malacha, so even though they weren't what the Rambam calls nikvu lemaiser, kfias lemaiser, which happens with what? Midaraisa, the Rambam says, with Re'ias Pnei Abayas. I think that's the beginning of Perek Dalid, either Perek Dalid Alacha Aleph or Perek Hey Alacha Aleph and Hilchas Maiser. So the Rambam holds clearly that Midaraisa, what is considered kfias, is Re'ias Pnei Abayas. And in a very specific way, literally, it goes in the normal way into the house. And that's the stage that's called Kfias Lemaiser. It's true, Midrabanan, they added five other things. Okay, Shabbos Kovas Lemaiser, Ha'esh Kovas Lemaiser, Melach, Salting is Kovaya Lemaiser. We have all these different things, Midrabanan. But Midaraisa, it's Rias Pnei Abayas. It's Rias Pnei Abayas. And that's what you call Kfias Lemaiser. But quite frankly, what is the Rambam saying? That once you have Gemiras Malacha, Meruach, even though you didn't have Rias Pnei Abayas, you're not allowed to be Mafkir, you can't feed it to Behema, Achilas Keva, until you do the actual being Hafreshas Maisros. But you're allowed to feed your Behema, Aroi, even in the Bayas, even after Rias Pnei Abayas. Okay? So before Rias Pnei Abayas, you could feed Aroi to everyone. No, I take that back. I'm getting confused. Before Rias Pnei Abayas, so what's the halacha? A behema could have, you can't have Achilas Keva, but Achilas Aroi you could have. But once you have Rias Pnei Abayas, an Adam can't have it at all, but a behemoth could still have a Achilas Aroi. That's how it goes.
The behemoth goes by Meruach.
Right. And that's exactly what the Griz explains now. Harei shechilek bein Achilas Aroi de Adam or bein Achilas Behema. De Achilas Keva de Behema mutarak ad gemar malacha. So a behemoth could have Achilas Keva. That means only until Gemar Malacha, until Meruach. Velo Talia b'Kfias Lemaiser. It has nothing to do with Kfias Lemaiser, that is, Rias Pnei Abayas. That does nothing insofar as a behema is concerned. The Achilas behema. Avala Inyan Achilas Aroi, Da Adam, Halo Akol Talia b'Kfias Lemaiser. Vigam Acha Shenigra Malachtan, Kolzman Shalom Nikfu Lemaiser, Ayde Re'ias Pnei Abayas, Uchedoma, Mutalechom and Aroi, Kimavur B'Mishnah, Perakama de Maisos, Varam, Peragimel, Shamalacha Beis, Ula Inyan Achilas Aroi, the Behema Pasak, Tafilo Achar Shinasu Tevel, the Hainu Shiro, Kfar, Pnei Abayas, Mikol Mokam, Mutalachal Behema. Okay? But when it comes to the Aroi of Behema, even after you have it's Tevel, and it's Rogue Far Pnei Abayas, it's Mutter to feed a behema. So that's his question. His question is, what are these two systems here? There's a system Lagabi Behema, that a Behema could eat Tevel, you're right, the Behema could eat Aroi, even after Rias Pnei Abayis. Whereas in Adam, the breaking point, there's a breaking point that may, at, there's actually, there's like this. By a Behema, the breaking point is Meruach. Ad Meruach, you could do Achilas Keva for a Behema. After Meruach, only Achilas Aroi for a Behema. And by Adam, it's basically the breaking point is Rias Pnei Abayis. That after Rias Pnei Abayis, he's not allowed to eat from it at all, even Aroi. And he wants to know what is the two ideas. What are the two systems here? I can't go in about a half hour, okay? You want to come in for a minute? Okay. All right. So last week, we just need to make a clarify these stages here. It's important. So what you have in Hilchas Masros, you have, or and Trumos too, you have three stages that you have to know about. One is, well, maybe there's a fourth stage, or no stage. And it's one thing you have is you have stuff in the field. Simply an agricultural entity. Okay? Then the next step is the concept of onus masros. That means that from a biological standpoint, an agricultural standpoint, you have a pre. You have a substance of a pre. And again, each food has its own definition. By wheat and things like that, barley, it's achevia shlish, one third growth. But each thing has according the Mishnah, the Rambam, they spell it out. That's the Rambam dedicates pretty much a whole parak to that. So that's onas hamasros. That's from a purely biologic standpoint. Is there a shame pre? And if there's a shame pre, we mentioned last week that if a guy would jump the gun and be mafresh trumas or maestros at that point, he would be yotze. Because you would say that those peros were mufrashim. You rendered them to an estate. They are peros, they have a shame pre, and you gave them the definition of mufrashim. Okay? Then you have meruach. Which Meruach is considered Gemar HaPri, Gemar Malachton. So that's exactly what we're saying. That's what we said. That what is Gemar Malachton? It is the full shame Pri. It's the it is bringing the Pri to its full definition. It's full shame pre. Why? Because as to differentiate from onos amasros, here it's giving the definition of a pre vis-a-vis the realm of Adam. It's a davar shel ochel. That it's the gemar shame pre as a davar ochel. So it's not, the first thing is the shame pre from a biologic standpoint, from an agricultural standpoint. But this is the shame pre in the realm of Tashmisha Adam, in the realm of Achilas Adam. It's really Achilas Adam. Aser Taser V'Achalta. It's two, those are two psukim juxtaposed to each other. That the Gemara learns out that that is exactly, that the Chi of Masros is for a Dover Shal Ochel. Ase tase v'achalta. Okay? So that's when it, that's the meruach is the gemar pri. It's the full definition of the pri because it's the pri now l'achilas Adam. It's now fit for achilas Adam. All the processes have been done to it. It's been fully processed and rendered roi l'achila at the point of meruach. So that's the Shem Pri Bishlei Musa, meaning insofar as the framework of Adam. Okay, that's stage two. Now, stage three, this is the one I have trouble with. Rias Pnei HaBayis. I'll be honest, I don't know how to clearly characterize that. I'm very tempted just to say right now, at the moment, that it's a separate condition laid down the Daraisa where you say that. Well, give me a second. Okay, so let's just for now leave it. There's just a separate obligation, a separate din of Rias Pnei Abayas, a separate condition of Rias Pnei Abayas. Whatever that is, and whatever the reason is that it has to be. It even has to be roa pnei abayis in a certain manner. Derech gagos, v'karfifos, I mean, doesn't create rias pnei abayis. It's like some interesting, strange halacha, or strange condition. But it is certainly an important third step, midaraisa. Let's take a look now how the Griz explains these stages. In other words, what they do. He doesn't try to rationalize the stages, but he wants to show what happens halachically. So let's take a look. He says, "Vabir b'zenira, the sphere leila Rambam de be'emes shnei dinim nefradim yesh b'zeh." Right, there's two completely different ideas here, two different halachas. The hada achar meiruach also la'achila behemach v'chayiv ha'ov ad sheyeh oser ein ze shayach klal yisur de tevel. That has nothing, Meruach has nothing to do with the Chalashem Tevel, and any Isser that comes about after Meruach is not an Isser that is Noveach from Tevel, from the Shem Tevel. Rak Mishum Chiyuv the Meiser Naguba. It's because of the Chiyuv Meiser. That's why it becomes involved. Shekvar Nischayev LaHafrish Mehem Meiser. Ugeshem Shasalo LaHafkir. It's the matter is very clear and explained lehedja explicitly. B'divrei Rambam Hanal shekolon yachad. The fact that he put these two halachas yachad b'chadi sura li sura dehefker ula hachil ula behema chayev ofos achilas keva. The fact that he put hefker and the isur of achilas keva by behemos together as one formulation shows you that what? The chulahu mishum chiyuv the meiser kasin and alayo. That it's all because of the chi of meiser. That's really what causes these two halachos. The kevet shekein, I call halach bezer rakach a gemar malacha. The din chi of meiser be gemar malacha tali. Okay? The chi of meiser really kicks in with gemar malacha. When the shame pri is fully realized. Ve'eno inyan lezed din kfias shula inyan chaloshem tevel sheba peros. And now this has nothing to do with the concept of kfias lemaiser, which is a separate idea. That's rias pnei abayis, and that's what brings about the shem tevel. Okay. Va'ayin baram perik yomel lemaiser alocha chafei linya petura de hegdish. Da kol holech rak achar shas gemar malacha, da azu shas chiyuch chavasan, velo shas kviyusin lemaiser. Right, that when you say hegdish is pater from maisros, that's all going to depend on gemar malacha, because that's when the chiyuv kicks in. So if hegdish had the object before it ever had gemar malacha, so then there can't be a chiyuv maisros on hegdish. But we don't care anything about kfiyusa lemaiser. That's a different thing. That's a din of the shame tevel. What's that got to do with the question of whether or not Hegdish is chayav a butter? All right. Furthermore, what else do you have there? V'cheinu baram per gimel mitrumo salach yigimel le'inyan adin the ma'aser rishon, the famous case. The ma'aser rishon shekdima b'shibolim potter mitruma gedola. The talya rak b'mei ruach v'lo b'riyas pnei abayas. I am b'mishnah lemelach shom. V'ainim mishnah d'chol le'inyan chiyuva d'amei ruach u'machayvan. Because whenever you're talking about the question of chiyuv, meruach is the critical point. Because that's the emergence of the shame pri that's related to achilas adam. And that's when the din of maisros kicks in. Maisros is essentially a halacha in being maser, the ochel shel adam. That's where the chiyuv devolves upon. Okay? V'akol holech, rak achar beruach, b'vad. Masha'enu kein le'inyan lecho mehen aroi, im yishum chiyuv d'maiser kol achilas aroi sharia, afila achar shekvar nischayvu b'maiser. So, in contrast to what? When it comes to achilas aroi, which, even after what? There already is chal, the chi of meiser. No, achilas aroi is always going to be sharia. It's always permitted. Okay, which is different, of course, than of course tevel. V'ha'da asu lechol mehem aroi achakach hu rak mishum yisura the tevel sh'asur b'achila. And that's when does achilas aroi ever become asur? Oh, it only becomes asur if the chefta has a shame davar asur. It's a davar iser. It's just like Issa, like a Kolotarakula, Tevel. Okay, so that shame Tevel, of course, will aser any kind of Achila. It doesn't know a difference between Aroy and Keva. Okay? Valkane, Eini Sura, Raklacha, Shenikvula, Maestro, Shenasu Tevel. So therefore, an Adam can only be aser in Achilas Aroy only after Rias Pnei Abayas. When it's kavua lemaiser, because that's when it becomes an object of tevel, a chefta shel tevel. Del inyan tevel azlina basar kfias, because when it comes to tevel, we go after kfias. Okay, umekami hachilav tevelu, and before that moment, it wasn't tevel. Ve'ino aser adayim b'achila, so the object was not an inherent davar shel iser achila. Aval achar shenigmar malachton. The dayin lesbu isura de tevel after kvar chayel bul chiyuva de meiser, but after meruach or gemar malacha, where you don't have an isur tevel yet, there was no rias pnei abayas. So it's true. There's a what devolved upon the object on the harvest was a chiyuva de meiser lo ichpaskun klal inyan achilas aroi. Then we don't care about achilas aroi. The chol achilas aroi lesba mishum chiyuva de meiser, because an achilas aroi does not have any relationship vis-a-vis the chi of meiser. That is completely permitted. Even though there's a chi of meiser, but kol achil sarai, less ba mishum chi over the meiser. Vizeo gam kei time in the mutl achil behema achil sarai afila besoch abayas. And that's why it's mutter to always feed a behema achil sarai even after rias pnei abayas. Why? Mishum v'gabi behemah harei lo ichpaslan b'isura de tevel. Behemahs aren't usher in tevel. Okay? V'asin el la rak mishum chiyuv de meiser. Shedis chayiv kvar lo aser. U'mishum zehu de asol alach le behemah o lehafkir. But the whole reason that the behemah can only be involved in one thing, in the chiyuv of meiser. And that's why it's asa to feed a behemah, keva or lehafkir. V'zeh lesa b'achilas aroi. But this will not apply to achilas aroi. And therefore it's permitted to feed a behema roy even after the chiyuva de meiser. I'm sorry, even after it was nikvah lemeiser became tevel. It's no different than an adam after meruach, u'gemar malacha, af shekvar ika leach chiyuva la'aser, k'mo kein shari la'behema la'acha shiroa p'nei abayas. That'll be the same thing for a behema. Nothing changes for a behema by Rias Pnei Abayas. the din tevel shabbat peros ina homos of klum lesser lachil abeima, because the din tevel is no lo mile of lo morid, right? Doesn't do anything regarding a behema. Okay. So, what question do we have to ask here? Maybe you guys have more than one question, but I got one question. Yeah, just factually. The Grid stated it this way because really before Meruach, even an Adam could eat Keva. Okay. It's in a separate issue of the Rabbanim. Separate issue of the Rabbanim. His main point is that after Meruach, a behemoth can't eat Keva. Just like he can't be mafkir. Forget about what's before. It's not important what's before. Before there's really nothing midaraisa. The key is that after meruach, a behema, you can do aroi, right? And you can no longer be mafkir, right? And an adam could also eat aroi. But the Adam's change is going to be at Rias Pnei Abayas, as he just explained. Yeah, I mean, I would say there are two questions you could raise, but one of them is about the Grizz. The other one comes back to that general thing again, and nothing to do with the Grizz per se. So the question, let's just stick to the Grizz question. I would just ask the Grizz one question. I'd like to understand, why is it when you have the Chi of Meiser, Aroy is permitted? How does that work? That Aroy is permitted when you have the Chi of Meiser. Right, when it becomes Tevel, okay, I understand that it doesn't work. It's a Dover Isser, so any amount is Usser. That's good. But what is it that when you have the Chi of Meiser, why do you make the distinction between Achilas Aroy and Achilas Keva? I think that's a fair question to answer. You know, that should be answered. It should be raised and answered. You know, the other question, as I said, the other question is a general question. Is what is this idea of Kfiyas L'Maiser and the concept of Tevel? Rias Pnei Abayas and Tevel. That's true. That question could be raised. Yeah. You guys keep on asking about the Achilas Aroy, Achilas Keva by Behema. Yeah, the Kesef Mishnah, Perek Gimel, the Halacha Vav, the end of his comment on Halacha Vav, he says, "Ulfi Mashakas Rabbeinu Lakama the Perek Zeh Mutal Hachil LeBehema Aroy Min HaTevel Mashma DeGamba Behema Shayach Achilas Keva V'Tzarach Ian." Yeah. I was just thinking along these lines. I know it's not the question we asked, but. Just agav. That it means like this. That according, in other words, everyone else says that all achilas behema is kachilas aroi dami. What they mean is that there is no, that the idea of an achilas keva is a human idea. There's a human idea of a seuda, a human idea of being kovei al achila. That idea is a psychological, sociological a concept. It can't apply to the animal kingdom. He's not sitting down to dine. It's not a concept that qualitatively enters into the realm of a behema. So that's why they say achilas behema is always achilas aroi. It's just eating. That's all it is. You can't give it a more important status than that. It's not shayach in their realm. But I think the Rambam doesn't mean that. I think the Rambam, of course, agrees with that idea. The Rambam, he means vis-a-vis the Adam, it's an achilas keva. Meaning that the guy is using these crops as his designated ochel for the behema. Vis-a-vis the Adam, it's achilas keva. This is what he is utilizing to feed his behemoth. When he says to himself, well, man, where am I going to feed my behemoth for the next 3-5 days? Oh, right there. From that mound of wheat right over there. That mound of whatever. Of corn. That's the Achilas Keva. It's not so far, insofar as the behemoth is concerned. It's insofar as the Adam. He's going to feed him an Keva. It's the nature of his vis-a-vis the framework of the machil, not the guy who's eating, not the behemoth that's eating it. Different idea. Or do you say no, that doesn't go by that? It goes by the nature of achila. All right, but it's a separate question. All right, but what are we looking up? Okay, one second. Offhand, it does sound a rabbanim. Yeah, you have a Gemara Brachas? Give me Gemara Brachas for a second. Rashi on Lamed Hey Yamed Beis and Ketzed Mevorachin. He says, Ein Atevel Mischayev Meiser Min HaTorah. I think, wait a second, yeah, what was it? Yeah, the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Chana, Amar Rabbi Humishim Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Bo Reish, Lo Kedoros HaRishonim, Doros HaAchronim. Doros HaRishonim, Yimachnisim Peroseyem, Derech Traxmon, Kedei Lechayvon B'maiser. Doros HaAchronim, Machnisim Peroseyem, Derech Gagos, Derech Hatzeros, Derech Karfifos, Kedei Lepotrim Min HaMaiser. Okay, they entered it an improper way, because it has to be pnei abayis, means it has to go through the Pesach haknisa v'yitzia, the main entrance and exit to the house. So then the Gemara says, "Damar Rav Yana, he ain't a tevel mischayev b'maiser ad sheyira pnei abayis, shenema biyarti hakodesh min abayis." Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu chatzar kavas, shenema va'ochel b'sharecha b'saveil. So Rashi says, Eina Tevel Mischayev B'maisa on Rav Yanai Min HaTorah Aval Achilas Keva Aser Lecho Midrabanan. So it sounds like it's Derabanan before, you know, that whole system, the difference between Aroi and Keva. Okay, good. I just wanted to clarify that. It makes sense. It sounds right. So what do you want to say again, David? Let me try a different possibility. I was thinking like this. That once you have Meruach, so now that means that this harvest, this Goren, whatever it is now Ta'on Hafrasha. There's the object now requires a Kiyam Hafrasha to take place insofar as the object. So what you can't do is you can't alter or redirect the Kfias of this chafza. In other words, this entity of Peros has a requirement, is now demanding hafrasha, that the kiyam hafrasha. So you can't redirect the nature of those Peros. Or tefuah. So if you use it for, if you use it for an activity of kfias, if you use it for achilas keva, that breaks midrabanan. They said that breaks the designation of what this chefza is really for. You know what I'm saying? But aroi, that will be mutter. That's just aroi. Insofar as the tefuah, insofar as the harvest, so aroi does not break. Doesn't redefine and break the designation of this entity at this moment. But if you use it for in a kavua method, that goes against the very nature of what's supposed to happen to this substance. It's contrary to the kfias of the substance. Whereas aroi wouldn't be, because that's just haphazard. That's not really redefining the chefta shel peros. There's why is aroi mutter and achilas keva aser. The answer is because the chefta has a certain definition. It's tall enough for Russia. That's what happened with meruach. The chi of meiser devolves upon the object. Now you can't redirect that entity. You can't redesignate that entity. How would you redesignate? Oh, by through an act of kvias. But aroi doesn't do that. That's the very nature of aroi. It's a haphazard thing. It doesn't change the nature of the thing. So that's why it'll be mutter. So that's why and that's exactly why hefker becomes usser. See, hefker is a redesignation. Hefker is a redesignation of this thing. Now you're being mafkir this thing. Ain't dover that breaks the designation, gadol mizu. So either that, or an achilas keva, be it a adam or a behema, will be usser. Either one will be usser, because it go against, be contrary to the demand of what kiyum should be taking place in the substance. But that's, of course, still the object doesn't have a shem teva. That happens with a different kind of idea of kviyas. That's rias pnei abayas. What exactly that is, good question. It's funny, by the way. I don't know. The Gemara in Baba Metzia on Daf Tzariches, is it Tzariches on the base? Maybe Peches on the base. It says that Rias Pnei Abayas is Gemar Malachton. I don't know how many Gemar Malachtons he could have. I don't know what that means.
It's really finished.
You know, it's real. Now it's mamish finished. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what quality. That's why I leave it right now. I mean, again, it's not pivotal to understanding this thing, but there's a separate stage that the Shem Tevel doesn't emerge till it really enters into the, you know, the practical human realm. In other words, Meruach is rendering the pre vis-a-vis Adam. You see, but that's still a shame insofar as the Chefza. It's been processed to a degree that now it's Roy La'Adam. Rias Pnei Abayas is not really a lach in the substance. It's relating this object now in real terms to the Achilas Adam, into, you know, his domestic realm. It's his domestic realm. That's a different idea. That's not an idea in the very substance of the thing. So that's when the Torah said, I don't want to go further than that, but that's when the Torah said, that's when the object has a shame tevel. It makes sense, you know why? I mean, there's a certain sense to it. Because tevel is, of course, and it's a gavra. Tevel. So the Isser Tevel, that Tevel is a human idea. That an Adam is ussering something. That only happens when this thing comes into his realm. In real, practical, domestic terms. That's when the Torah said, when that kfias takes place, that's the kfias lamasa, meaning that's when it's nitval. The object really takes on a shame devil. Let's think about that some more. Maybe we could, you know, clarify that. Okay? Let's just finish up the last paragraph in the Grizz, okay? And then maybe we'll just come back to that last point. Let's just think about it over the week. So now he says, now he wants to straighten out the Mishnah, which was his real goal. Ulefiza re mavur hetev ma delo tnan la lachila saroi da adam bahachmas nisan de peya bahachilukim shebein kodem eruach lacham eruach. All right, now it's going to be explained very nicely why adam isn't mentioned. The kula hachmas nisan meinin chiyuv de meiser kamayri. It's all talking about the devolving of the chiyuv meiser on the object. The Admei Ruach Lo Nishlam Ol Chiyuvayu B'Maiser V'Hefker Upeya. The Admei Ruach Lo Nishlam Ol Chiyuvayu B'Maiser V'Hefker Upeya Potrin Bahu V'Gam Mutlo Ol LaHafkir LaHachel B'Hema Chayev Ofos V'Ena Chayev LaSer Mikodem. Right, because until Mei Ruach, the whole Chiyuv doesn't even emerge yet, and therefore Hefker and Peya. Or hefker and to be machal or behema completely is allowed. Even that's keva. No problem. There is no chiyuv in the object yet. Masheina kein lacha me ruach the kvar nigmar chiyuvayu. Aval din achila saroy lo talya klal bechiyuv the meiser. So it's true that after me ruach, that's the gemar chiyuv. But aroy, that has nothing to do with chiyuv de meiser. V'lav mishum de chiyuv de meiser hu das shrin and law lachem eruach. Ela mishum de tevel aser b'achila. It's only going to be that tevel when you have really an intrinsic iser. That's when achila saroi. Otherwise, it's just aroi is just aroi is mutter. Why? Like we said, because it's just a separate thing that results that the aroi keva distinction results from its relationship to the Chi of Meiser, and how it affects the designation, and that the fact that the object is Ton HaFrasha. But Aroi to be Yasser is going to be the result when you have a real Isser, when the thing becomes a Dover Shal Isser, like anything else in the Torah, like Chazer, whatever. V'gam lo talya klal b'gmar malacha v'chiyuv de Meiser ki en b'kfiyas lo Meiser le'yasas tevel. Okay, and right, because all going to that the aroi is going to be also because of tevel. So it has nothing to do with gemar malacha and the chi of meiser. That's a separate institution that has to do with kfias meiser lehe also tevel. Right, im kain ein zem inya mishna seinu ulahachi lo tanan lo. So there's nothing to do with the topic of our mishnah. And that's why it's not mentioned. In other words, the Mishnah is only about one thing. The Chiyuv Masros. It's all about Meiruach and the Chiyuv Masros. That's what it's about. So therefore, the topic of Adam doesn't belong to this. Because the essential distinction in Adam is the difference between Tevel versus not Tevel. That really is the human realm of that's where the Isser Adam really comes in. Because that's really what the object, that's the real essential change in the object vis-a-vis Adam. So therefore, there's no reason. The Mishnah is not written simply on practical terms. Like Masros is about Adam, so where's Adam in this Mishnah? No, the Mishnah is about the distinction, the break point between Kodem Meruach and Achar Meruach. And therefore, that's an idea of the difference between Keva versus Aroi. So that essentially has nothing to do with Adam. Yeah, in other words, the only thing the Mishnah is going to have is when it comes to Achilas Aroi, is going to be the idea of Behema. Because by Behema, that's where the change happens by Meruach. But by Adam, there's no change there at all. There's no idea really of any change. The essential change of Adam is Tevel. And that's Rias Pnei Abayas. That's not the topic of this Mishnah. This Mishnah is about the fundamental idea of that Nishlam HaPri at the time of Meruach, and therefore it's Ton HaFrasha, and then that's where the idea of the change of Kevan Aroi is going to happen by a Behema or Hefker. Same idea. But by Adam, there's no fundamental change. By Adam, there's no fundamental change at all. Because his fundamental change is going to happen at the time that it's Rias Pnei Abayis, where it goes from something that's not a Dover Asa, just has a Chi of Meiser, and now becomes a Dover Asa. So that's why it's not in the Mishnah. Not the topic of the Mishnah. See, if the Mishnah was written like practically, like how does Isser affect Adam? You read that. That's how the Kasha was asked. Why? Where's Adam here? Isn't Adam? I mean, he's really the main focus of Halacha. And if you're going to create Halacha, Adam should be in the picture. But the answer is that's not how this Mishnah is formulated. It's showing you the essential change that happens insofar as Meruach, what the concept of Meruach is, and what change undergoes with Meruach. And the chi of Meiser. So therefore, the Achilas Adam doesn't undergo any conceptual change at that point. Its conceptual change is at the time of Rias Pnei Abayis, Kfiyas L'Meiser. Sometimes you don't appreciate a grizz like this because, you know, it has a certain simplicity to it. But the truth of the matter is, if you were trying to wade through all these facts, I like to see how quick you'd come up with into this realm of thinking, even. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, it's very confusing when you go through it the first few times.
Right, right. It's like impossible. It really is impossible with all the stuff. He really distills a very important central point in a really nice way. You know, you're getting, you know, a mind like his, just boom, distilling all these problems into one nice little problem and giving you a basic idea in Maestros. It's really nice, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so the only thing we're really leaving, you know, we said a little something about it, but what exactly is Rias Pnei Abayis? And that's where it becomes a real Isser Tevel. All right, we said something. If we just said it's a separate condition that the Torah set, that's the Gezeiras HaKasuv, okay. Maybe not as satisfying, but at least we wouldn't say anything incorrect.